Okay, we're doing the stuff for First Sunday in Lent. First Sunday of Lent, right? Okay, and it's Genesis 3, 1 to 21. I didn't go back and double-check lectionary listings from before, but it seemed to me that sometimes there had been sort of an overlap between something at the end of chapter 2 and then actually just taking the first seven or so verses of chapter 3. But now we actually get sort of the whole fall narrative. But I think it's important to set it, first of all, in its literary unit. It's the, of course, creation is chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 3. The business about everything being very good. And then 2, 4 has the first of the Toledoth sections, the Toledoth, Hashemayim, Baharetz. And that continues actually through the end of chapter 4, because chapter 5, 1 is the Toledoth of Adam. So 2:4 through 4:26 is a major literary unit. And it shows how this account of heaven and earth, sort of an overview, entails both creation and fall. Exile from the very goodness of creation is the reality which backgrounds pretty much everything else. There is one, in the MT, one sort of major paragraph of Pedukah, the little pay kind of midline, that runs from 2:4 through 3:21, which is, of course, where we leave off. And then the there's a second Pedukah, another sort of major paragraph subdivision that picks up with 3:22 and runs through 4:26. So the decision to exile at the end of chapter 3 the story of Cain and Abel and then humanity beginning to call on the name of Yahweh, those things close out this major section. Well, it's and the other thing I want to do is actually pick up verse 25 of chapter 2, because I think it has at least a sort of a phonological, a sound-oriented connection that helps link the intactness of humanity before the fall with what happens afterwards. And now, of course, that one is just verse 25, by Yehu Shenehem Arumim. The two of them were naked. Arumim from Arom would be the singular form, and the root for that in Brown Driver Biggs is a hollow root, hur, to be stripped or bare. And of course, at this point, they are naked, but they are not ashamed. Yith bo sheshu, the last word in that verse. Now as we come to chapter 3, verse 1, we introduce a new character, and so the subject actually comes at the front. The Hanachash Haya Arum, Mikol Chayat Hasadeh. The serpent, the Nachash, was Arum, and here, clever, prudent, the root for this is Aram. Now, it's not used, neither the adjective Arom for naked, nor the adjective Arum for clever, being clever, none of those is used a whole lot of times. 11 times for Arum, but only 3 times in this kind of negative sense where the serpent is clever and clever is going to prove to be a bad thing. But he is clever from all, do it as a comparative, more clever or more something than all any other living thing of the field. Asher Asa Yahweh Elohim, which Yahweh, God, had made. And that's all the introduction we get. The balance of the verse, Vayomer El Ha'isha, he said, the serpent said to the woman, Ah, Ki Amar Elohim Lo Toklu Mikol Eitz Hagan. Surely, and we really are getting into a kind of question, is it true that God said, you shall not or will not eat from any or every tree of the garden? And the woman's response, Vatomer Ha'isha El Hanachash, the woman said to the serpent, Mipri Eitz Hagan Nokel, from the fruit of a tree or of the garden we may eat. But then she goes on to qualify in verse 3. Umipri ha'etz asher betok hagan, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, Amar Elohim, God said, Lo toklu mimenu, you shall not or you will not eat from it. Lo tigu bo, and you will not touch it, or kind of even sort of approach it. Pen tamutun, lest you die. Verse 4, Vayomer Hanachash El Ha'isha, serpent said back to the woman, Lo motimutun. Here, mot, the infinitive absolute, so it sort of makes a little bit more emphatic, you won't surely die. And now he offers some of what he would regard as clarification and actually sort of points a finger at God. Ki yodea Elohim, for God is knowing, God knows, ki bayom akalkem mimenu, in the day of your eating from it, benechuhu enekem, and your eyes will be opened. Nifal of pachach, to open. So, and here probably something along the lines of purpose. God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened. Not purpose, but main clause, the infinitive construct, the bayom akalkem, an infinitive construct, temporal subordinate clause, when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened. The hayitem ke Elohim, and you will be or become like God. Yod-e tov vara, knowing good and bad. And I think the issue there is always with tov and ra is they can be moral categories, but they can also be also categories that talk in terms of advantage, that there are certain things that are sort of profitable, beneficial, there are other things that aren't. Verse 6, Vatera Ha'isha, the woman said, she saw that Tov Ha'etz L'makal, the tree was good to eat. Infinitive construct of akal, hifio infinitive construct, as a matter of fact, good for food or good for eating. The key, and that, ta'wahu, it was sort of desirable to the eyes, la'enayim. V'nechmad hifil, or nifal participle, the tree was another sort of desirable word, chamad, desirable for to haskil. So for haskil, a hifio infinitive construct, sometimes translated also as something like prudence, or to give insight. So the idea is that it would be the tree would somehow be desirable not only from the actual visual aspect of it, but also that it seems like knowing more would be a good thing. So that if the tree is desirable for giving or acquiring insight, then that becomes a factor in her thought at this point. Vatechach mipryo vatokel. So she took from its fruit and she ate. And subsequently, Vatitain Gam Laisha. And she gave also to her man, Ish plus a third singular feminine pronominal suffix, her husband, Yima, with her. So even though Adam has not been an active participant, it appears in the conversation, he is present. She gives some to him, and he eats, va yokal. Verse 7, va tipachachna, not very frequent kind of form, kal, imperfect third plural feminine. The ene shenehem, the eyes of the two of them were opened. Excuse me, nifal, not kal, nifal, tipach. The eyes of both of them were open, vayedu, and they knew ki erumim. They knew that they were naked, vayithperu, and so they sewed together ale ta'ena, leaf of a fig tree, fig leaves, vayasu lahem chagoroth, and they made some sort of tunics or garments for themselves. Verse 8, Vayishma'u et kol Yahweh Elohim, and they heard the voice or the sound of Yahweh God, mithalek bagan. Mithalek, hith pa'el participle of halak, so sort of walking back and forth in the garden. L'ruach hayom, in the spirit or in the wind of the day. Sounds like the idea is toward the cool of the day when an evening breeze sort of begins to cool things down. Vayith haveh ha'adam va'ishto mipnei Yahweh Elohim. And the man and his wife hid themselves. The form yith haveh is singular. But you have the compound subject, the man and his wife, hid themselves from before the face of Yahweh God. Batok Eitz Hagan, among the trees or in the middle of the trees of the garden. Verse 9, Vayikra Yahweh Elohim. God called out El Ha'adam to the man. Vayomer lo, and he said, Ayeka, where... We're here just where, but you kind of fill in the blanks and realize it's where are you. Verse 10, Vayomer et kolaka. And he, the man, said, et kolaka, your voice or your sound, shamati, I heard, bagan, in the garden, va'ira, and I was afraid, or became afraid, perhaps, ki erom anoki, va'echave, because I was naked and I hid, and so I hid. Verse 11, Vayomer, God said, Mi higiv lika ki erom ata. Who told you? Higiv, hifil, perfect, third singular masculine of nagad. Who told you that you are or were naked? Then hamin ha'etz, interrogative hay, so we'll get to the question at the end, from the tree Asher Tziwitika, which I commanded you, Levilti Akal Mimenu, not to eat from it, Akalta, you ate. In other words, did you eat or have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you not to eat from it? Vayomer Adam, the man said, and notice that the atnak is there, so the Masoretes wants to be careful to understand this. The man is just speaking here, and now he says, Ha isha asher nathata, imadi hi, nathna li min ha'etz va'okel. The woman which you gave alongside me, she, and that's a Kativ Kare issue. It's written who, but pointed or vocalized he, so that is he is she. She gave to me from the tree, and I ate. So we see the buck starting to pass. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim. Yahweh, God, said, La Isha, to the woman, Ma Zoth Asit. What is this you have done? Vatomer Ha'isha. And she said, the woman said, Hanachash Hishiani Va'okel. The serpent deceived me, misled me, and I ate. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim. El Hanachash, Yahweh, God, said to the serpent, Ki Asitha Zoth, because you have done this, Arur Atah, Mikol HaBehema, Umikol Chayat HaSadeh. Arur, Kal passive participle. It's a condition that has been established. This is not so, you know, as I see it, this is not so much a performatory act on God's part as it is a declaration of the fact. Cursed are you, more than any beast and more than any living thing of the field, which echoes 3:1, that he was more Arum Mikol Chayat HaSadeh, now he is Arur Mikol Chayat HaSadeh. So this cleverness has turned to a curse. Al Gecho Naka Telek, on your belly you will go, Afar Tokel, and dust you will eat, Kol Yamei Chayeka, all the days of your life. Verse 15, the Protevangelium, Va Eva Asit. Enmity or hatred, I will put. Eva, the noun, occurs very infrequently, only 5 times. A couple times in Numbers and a couple times in Ezekiel. Most of the time you encounter oyev, the noun form enemy, or some verbal form of being in an adversarial or in an enemy kind of relationship. I will put enmity beinaka uvein ha'isha, between you and the woman. Uvein zara'ka uvein zara'a, and between your seed and between her seed. Who, the seed, now, he, yashufka rosh, he will bruise the head. Vata tishufenu, you will bruise him, a cave, the heel, or the behind part. Now, this is interesting because, you know, we see it translated as the seed will crush the head of the serpent, and the serpent bruises the head of the, or bruises the heel of the seed. But the verb is the same in both cases. So, you know, it's kind of, is it a matter of where on the anatomy of serpent and seed the injury takes place, or is there something, you know, in this that might lead us to understand that the seed takes on the serpent head-on, directly, even though the serpent attacks sort of from behind. And there might be something in the gospel account of the temptation that might help unpack that. Verse 16, El Ha'isha Amar, to the woman, he, God, said, Har Ba Arbe, sort of multiplying, I will multiply. Arbe, hifil, imperfect first singular common of Rabah. I will greatly multiply its bonek, vaheronek, your pain and your pregnancy, or conception. So the etziv part may be more along the lines of labor as such, and the heron or haron, more matter of the pregnancy. So the business of enduring morning sickness and, you know, all of the discomforts associated with pregnancy itself, but then also leading up to and including the labor. Because that is then echoed in this next phrase, but etziv teildi banim, with pain you will bear sons or children. Now, the el ishek tashuk ka take, And to your man, to your husband, you will have desire or longing. Vahu, but he, I'm reading that contrastively, but he, yimshal bach, he will rule over you. So the battle of the sexes is introduced as a consequence here. Verse 17, Ula Adam Amar Ki Shamata Lakol Ishteka, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, Vatokal, you will eat Min Ha'etz, you'll eat from the tree Asher, you ate from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. Arura Ha'adama Ba'avareka, cursed, Arur, but now feminine because it matches up with Adama, the ground. Cursed is the ground on account of you. Ba'etzavon, and again, it's another form of etzav, so now pain is echoed. In pain or in toil, you will eat, you know, from it, kol yimei hayeka, all the days of your life. So labor is going to be a function of what the man can extract from the ground. Bakots, the dardar, thorn and thistle, tatzmiach lak. The subject of tatzmiach would be the adama. So the ground will spring or shoot forth a thorn and thistle to you or for you. The akalta eth asiv hasadeh, and you will eat herbage, I think is the word that shows up in BDB. It's it would be grassy products, maybe green leafy vegetables, but things that grow in the field. Might also include grain, but the whole idea is that rather than getting things from trees necessarily that are bearing fruit sort of on their own, now he's got to work the ground and it's going to be hard work. Verse 19, Zayat apeka, with the sweat of your basically nose but brow, tokal lechem, you will eat bread. Ad shuvka el hadama, until you're returning to the ground. Shuv, another infinitive construct with a pronominal suffix. Until you're returning to the ground. Ki memena luchachta, because you were taken from it. Luchachta, kal passive, an unusual sort of form, doesn't occur a whole lot. Ki afar ata, because dust you are. Ba'el afar tashuv, and to dust you will return. Vayikra ha'adam, shame ishto. This is seems almost sort of anticlimactic. The man called the name of his wife Chawa, ki he, again, kativ kare, notice the written who, but reading it as he, because she, hayatha aim kol chai, because she is or became the mother of all life or living thing. Vayas Yahweh Elohim la'adam u la'ishto, Yahweh God made for the man and for his wife katnoth, or garments of skin, va'yal bishem, and he clothed them. Okay, so far the text. What can we say really quickly? The trespass of the divine reservation of the knowing good and evil tree does makes a number of conversions, turns nakedness from something unshameful to something shameful. Knowing good and evil is knowing not more, but in fact less. The serpent's cleverness, arum, turns to cursedness, arur. The only remedy here is that God clothes his people, covers their shame, their nakedness, at the end in verse 21, and, of course, above all, in at this point, the very cryptic sort of promise of seed of a woman who will conquer the serpent and his seed.